Chapter 4. Monkey See, Monkey Do. The Aldens joined other strolling tourists on their way to the mall's many outdoor restaurants. At sunset, people liked to come outdoors, look at the view, and eat outside. Jesse checked the directory of all the shops and restaurants in the mall.
Mr. Bolt said the Dockside Cafe is a good place. It has tables inside and outside.
Look, Benny, Henry said suddenly. Those seagulls like to eat outside, too.
The Aldens watched screeching seagulls swoop down for French fries that people held out for them. There's a couple leaving soon, the restaurant hostess told the Aldens when they arrived at the jam-packed restaurant, that you can have their table as soon as they leave and the busboy clears it. The children studied the menu posted nearby.
I'm having French fries, just like the seagulls, only I want mine on a plate,
Benny decided.
And chicken fingers and carrot sticks to go with the French fries.
While the other children decided what to have, Benny watched the couple. He hoped they weren't going to order any more food. Luckily for Benny, they got up to leave.
Hey, it's Janet,
Benny whispered to Jesse. The older children turned to look.
Right, and that crewman is with her again,
Violet noticed. Henry tried not to stare.
Put your heads down. I don't want them to know we saw them. I forgot to tell you that the crewman was in the storeroom. Janet told me he was lost. Doesn't it seem funny he's having dinner with her now?
Jesse peeked, then looked away from the couple.
Did he say anything about seeing us on the dock this morning?
Henry shook his head.
Well, that's the thing. As soon as I mentioned it, he walked out the back way. Also, I was wondering why he went out the back of the store if he was lost.
Your table is ready,
the restaurant hostess said, interrupting Henry. She led the children over to their table.
Oh, goody,
Benny said, settling into his chair.
We're right by the railing so we can watch the seagulls.
Violet laughed and pointed to the sky.
And the seagulls can watch you, Benny. Look how they fly over all these outdoor restaurants. Better watch your food when it comes.
Benny took one last look at the menu.
When my food comes, it won't be on my plate long enough for the seagulls to get it.
Benny was right about that. He ate every bite of food and still had room for dessert. While he waited for his brownie sundae, he found a piece of paper under the salt shaker.
Hey, look!
He showed the note to the other children.
I wonder who left this. The handwriting says, checklist. Apt SS shop. Check all boxes. RT.
Well, if it said JT, then I'd say that was Janet Traynor,
Jesse said, reading the note.
Well, a lot of people eat at this restaurant. I guess we'll never know who RT is.
When Benny's brownie sundae arrived, he stuck the note in his pocket and forgot about it.
That was a good dinner, Henry said later, after they paid their bill. I have a couple of things to do. I'll meet you all at Penny's shop at 9 o'clock. She'll tell us whether she needs us tomorrow or the next few days.
Jesse pulled Henry away from Benny and Violet.
Where are you going? Are you going to snoop around down on the dock?
Henry shook his head.
No, even though I want to,
he whispered.
I'm going to see if I can find another coconut monkey for Benny. I feel rotten that I threw his out by mistake. There's so many shops around here with stuff from all over. Maybe there's a chance I could find one. It could take a long time for a Penny shipment to arrive.
Jesse smiled.
Oh, that would make Benny so happy. He hasn't complained once. Well, good luck. We'll meet you back at the shop around closing time.
What are you and Violet whispering about?
A tired Benny asked when he caught his sisters giggling secretively.
And why won't you tell me where Henry went?
We can't tell, Violet said. Now, let's do some more window shopping.
An hour later, the children strolled back to Penny's Emporium. Henry was already there and wearing a huge smile.
You beat us,
Benny said when he saw his brother. Henry held out a brown shopping bag.
I did more than that. Look inside.
When Benny looked down, he saw something round and brown and covered with hair.
My car bag with my monkey! Oh, yippee! Did that garbage truck come to Hope Harbor, too?
Henry laughed.
Nope. Take a look inside. It's not the car bag, or exactly the same monkey as the one you lost, but it's from Hawaii, or at least that's what the store owner said.
Benny reached into the shopping bag
He felt for the rope handle and pulled up the coconut.
Ta-da!
He held the coconut next to his face and copied the same grinning face.
It's close enough to the one you lost, Jesse said. Shake it.
That's exactly what I did, Henry said. It was the last one in the store. As soon as I saw it, I decided to buy it. I made sure it rattled just like Benny's last one. Go ahead, Benny, shake away.
Benny shook the coconut.
Oh, now I can make a racket with this one, too.
By this time, Penny had locked up the cash register. Well, I'm awfully glad you found one. Who knows when the coconut monkeys I ordered will get unloaded? Penny and the Aldens heard the storeroom door bang. Janet came into the shop area. She noticed Benny's coconut right away. Where did that come from? She looked at Penny. I thought you wanted me to open all your shipments, Penny, so that things wouldn't get mixed up. If everybody does it, we won't be able to keep track of our stock. Relax, Janet, Penny told the young woman. Henry found that one in another shop. He didn't want to wait for our shipment. How was dinner at your mother's? Janet looked confused and didn't answer right away.
Oh, it was fine. I just got back.
The Aldens looked at one another. They didn't know whether to say anything. What if Janet had changed her plans and didn't want to bother telling Penny? It wasn't their business to keep track of where Janet ate dinner. Penny checked her watch. Oh, gee, look at the time. The security people will be coming by to scold me. All the shops must be locked up by 9:30. Everyone heard a putt-putt-putt sound getting closer. Cat Merchant drove a motorized cart right up to Penny's shop. He flashed a spotlight into the store.
Closing time, Penny.
We're just shutting down, Hap, Penny said. We're having a little gathering for Benny. His brother found a present to replace something he lost.
When Benny heard this, he picked up his coconut monkey and shook it by the rope handle.
Now, what a racket, Hap said.
Rules are rules. It's closing time. You kids need to go home. I'll come back and take you to the parking garage, Penny.
Quietly now, Penny switched off all the lights to her shop. No thanks, Hap. I'm going to walk the children out and give them a ride home. She pulled down the security gate. The last thing the Aldens heard was the click of the lock and Hap's motor cart heading down the dark hallways of the mall.